Good morning. How are you? Did you get a good night's sleep? I love waking up next to you. I know we were supposed to go out and do a few things today, but I just sort of want to stay in. It's so nice and warm in this bed. And it's so gray and rainy outside. I don't want to get up and face that yet. You just want to lay here with me for a while, sweetie? I thought you would. Listening to you breathe as I lay my head on your shoulder makes me feel so relaxed. And it's soothing, and it makes me want to run my hand down your chest. It looks like someone had a dirty dream this morning. Baby, don't feel ashamed. I kind of had one too, but it was all about you, so it's okay. Well, we are going to have to do something about this hard-on, aren't we? Can't let it go to waste. Let's just pull down the edge of your pajama pants and underwear. And have a look. Oh, this definitely needs my attention. I know you like it when I run my hands gently over the head and just rub the underside with my thumb, just like this. My hands are so soft, aren't they? They just glide up and down your shaft almost effortlessly. I can feel you love it. Love the way I tease you so tantalizingly slow. But I can't let your balls get jealous now, can I? Oh, I can feel how excited that's making you. Your cock is throbbing in my hand. I think your cock is looking a little dry. I guess I should do something about that. What do you want me to do, sweetie? Do you want me to suck it for you? Put it in my warm, wet mouth. Because if you do, my tongue is more than eager to please right now. Baby. I love the look you get on your face when I suck your cock. You close your eyes and look so intense, like it's the first time you've ever felt something like this. It's so sweet. And I can see it in your eyes. You know what's coming next. The way your cock feels against my tongue totally turns me on. Oh, it's just so smooth and fun to lick. And the noises you make as I run circles around the head and stroke the underside makes me wanna blush a bit. Just knowing I'm making you feel so much pleasure. It's making me so wet. I just want to play with myself with one hand while I keep pleasing you with the other in my mouth. But as much as I enjoy the taste of your cum, I want to fuck you even more now. I want to feel you deep inside me. I'll have to slide off my panties first, though. Oh, God. I'm so achingly wet. Oh, my fingers slip in so easily. Oh, I'm ready for you, and you're going to feel so much better than my fingers. You don't even have to move. I'm going to do all the work. You are my personal little toy. And I'm going to enjoy using you like that. I hope you don't mind. Who am I kidding? I know you don't mind, baby. Even rubbing your cock against the silky lips of my pussy feels unbelievable. Yes, it feels so incredible having you deep inside me. And I can just squeeze your cock with my tight pussy muscles and milk you as I rock and bounce back and forth on your lap. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, you slid in so easily, like I said. I was dreaming about you, and this morning I would have come up with any excuse to fuck you. Oh, I'm so glad your cock was so accommodating to my desires. Sucking your cock just made me want you even more. I want to tell you something about my dirty dream last night. Trust me, you're gonna love it. We went to a upscale restaurant where the tables were covered with these long, flowing red tablecloths that draped all the way down to the floor, and it was a bit dark and totally intimate. As you sat across from me, looking deeply into my eyes, you gave me a look like you suddenly had a fun little idea. Oh God, baby, yes. You feel so good inside me. You dropped your napkin And when you bent over to pick it up, you quickly slipped underneath the table, making sure you were completely hidden. After a few seconds, I felt your hands on my thighs as you slowly started rubbing up my thighs towards my ass. I subtly moved the tablecloth over my legs and pushed my chair so there'd be less chance of you getting caught. I love fucking you like this. Being on top. And being in control of fuck every stroke. Oh god, it feels so good for me. And I can tell you really like it too. Open your mouth. Taste my fingers. I've been inside my wet pussy and it'll help you really get into the story. You want every last drop, it seems. While you were under the table, you moved my already wet panties out of the way and kissed the smooth skin above my pussy. And your lips felt so soft against me. I gasped and shivered a bit and tried to pretend it was a cough. And then the licking started. It was so intense. Oh god, baby, oh god. And you knew not just what I wanted, but what I needed. It was like you were inside my head. I'm sitting at that table, trying not to make a sound or even a revealing face, but you're making it so difficult. Your hair was in my thighs. Your tongue was relentless, darting into me hard and fast and sliding upwards so you could circle around my clit. I held on to the edges of the table and kept breathing harder and harder. I kept looking at the centerpiece on the table, trying to keep my eyes open or at least not let them roll back in my head, but I was so losing control. I could feel the stares from some of the tables closest to us, and the shame made me flush. But it also turned me on even more, knowing we had an audience. You began to use your fingers. Oh, God, baby. Oh, God. Along with your tongue. And it was like you were playing my nerves like an erotic instrument. Strumming every note perfectly. My whole body vibrated. And soon I was getting close to coming. My face must have been so pink. So obviously aroused. I was having trouble catching my breath. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. God, you feel so amazing inside me. Just telling you about my dream while fucking you. It feels like my body's electrified. Keep looking me in the eyes. Don't close them. I want to share this with you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the dream. Oh, you brought me so close to orgasm a few times. And you'd stop right before I could. Like you wanted me to beg you to let me come. But you knew I couldn't say a word. And you delighted in torturing me. Building me up. I delighted you knowing, oh God, that if you kept bringing me so close and denying me release, when the dam finally burst, I wouldn't be able to stay quiet. And you wanted everyone to hear my ecstasy from the state you put me in. I couldn't hold back anymore. And I let out a moan that transformed into a high-pitched squeal. And my eyes closed and filled with tears of bliss as the orgasm took over my body. Oh, I was so overtaken by pleasure. I didn't care how loud I was anymore. It was a beautiful sound, full of unbridled joy and exploding passion. I'm sure everyone on that block heard it. My fingers hurt from gripping the table so hard. But it was worth it. It was so incredible.
baby. Huh. I have a feeling you're about to hear a preview of that sound. Just a little more. I can see in your eyes. You're so close, too. I want to come with you. I want to come together. I told you you didn't have to move, but the way you're thrusting up into me on every stroke, it's making this so much more intense. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yes. Yes. Oh, my fucking God. Yes. Baby. Oh, God. You're so fucking amazing. Huh? I don't think I can hold back anymore. Oh, it's...
We don't have to make my dream become a reality today, but I could tell by the look on your face you definitely want to try it. It makes me so happy. We just have to pick a place that we won't regret never being able to visit again. Or maybe we make a list of a bunch of places. Was it as good for you as it was for me? I think that smile answers my question. Oh, I didn't enjoy it all. Lazy Sunday morning. Maybe you'll be ready for round two in a few minutes, and you can tell me about your dirty dream. I love you so much.